Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. In dark, dark, raining Dalarna.
Really? It's raining.
It feels like we're at about 70 degrees north right now. It's really ominous out here.
Any reindeer? Do they have reindeer in that part of the Scandinavia?
Reindeer? We're sponsored by L.L. Bean.
Reindeer.
Man. Oh.
Reindeer.
Yeah, L.L. Bean doesn't provide reindeer. They do. I don't think they have reindeer around here. At least we don't see them as much as we do in Finland. But yeah, I would. They probably do. Somebody will correct me.
The complete non sequitur. I was like thinking, who's the hunter on the team? And I know, like, and we can start right there. I know David Norris is known to like romp around Alaska and hunt while training.
Yeah, he stopped a couple lives out in the forest. He's got some nice photos on his phone of some big sheep.
Yeah,
recently it's he makes an adventure of it.
He does. Okay, so let's talk the men's race and David Norris making an adventure of it. I'm getting good at these I'm trying to get good at segues.
Yeah, I'm also pro hunting, just to clarify.
Oh yeah,
snarky, dude. But it wasn't that. Yeah.
No, I'm not like I think right. It's a little more sustainable than all other ways of consuming meat. But here we go. We're digressing. So yeah, let's talk about the guys' race and David in 24th today for his best result of the season. And you know, I think at this point it seems to be working for him in terms of like staying focused and staying healthy.
That's right. Yeah, really, probably the race of the day today for our team. David has this venue, certainly as one of his favorites. Yeah, he was 16th here last year for his best ever World Cup result. And this year, while same venue, a completely different profile, very flat, or at least low angle relief, and yet quite hard because there's just so much working. It was not the pack race that we expected it to be. And so when Bolshinov and Holland hit the gas, things just snapped apart. Somebody called Holland today the Therese Johaug of the men's field, and it's really true. When you had Northug winning these races, there were just tactics and waiting, but today was just hammer from the gun. And so for David to hang on, he was up as high as 13th today, back as far as maybe 30th, but on his last couple laps when he has historically faded on days when he hasn't been as sharp as possible, he was just nailing the climbs and keeping the energy really high. So he's just in awesome shape and couldn't be better prepared for the ski tour. Really psyched for him.
So this is a bigger question. And how are you guys, you know, what are the discussions like, you know, wax bus, hotel, whatever, about how you're juggling distance starts for the U.S. men? That's a big question.
Yeah, well, it's a big question, and it goes back to our selection committee. And while we have, there's a little bit of flexibility that can happen here, like if we had a woman wake up ill or injured today, we had an alternate in Julia and Caitlin Patterson. But for the men, we didn't have any alternates in store. And so to fill one of the spots, and we did have a couple open spots today, one would have to first both want to do the race, but also to be in the ballpark of getting a fairly competitive result. We just will not fill starts for the sake of filling starts. And this is something that, you know, if that ends up not being the answer that the community likes, then that's something we'll change. We try and be democratic. We try and have the clubs be a big part of how we operate things. But we are really trying to have world-class service and everything going into making these skis fast or kicking and gliding well. So that's a hard balance. We have 15 athletes on the road right now, and it's going to be the same next week where we're starting 10 women.
Well, how many men? I mean, I've looked at the list, and I know those were nominations that Chris Grover had posted on his blog. How many men will you actively be starting in the ski tour next week?
It's five or six. We are waiting to see how Simi's neck is feeling, and he just did a little test intensity about 9 minutes ago after the race to kind of see how things are feeling, and he's in a much better spot than he was 2 days ago. So might add something while you're just about Ian Torchia. I was, you know, another kind of big takeaway from today was, or a big positive from today was that Ian Torchia took a hard swing at getting a top 30, and he skied the first couple laps with the guys that ended up getting the top 30. So he essentially logged the first 10 minutes of his life skiing the pace of what it's going to take. And he felt like it was doable, and then he just kind of tired out a little bit. But he was walked onto the truck after kind of feeling sweet and sour about it, but mostly positive. He's like, I can do this. So that was really cool.
How much room and flexibility is there? Because it seems to be like the men's side is definitely in some flux when it comes to distance skiing this year. I don't want to make some like categorical statement, but there's some flux. And how much room is there, or time is there, for people to be like, you know what? Yeah, we need to give folks like Ian Torchia opportunities on the World Cup to understand pacing strategies, which are obviously very different than the Super Tour, and that it's an environment that might be safe to, you know, fall flat on your face for a race or two or three or even a season to get acclimated to what racing is like in Europe. I mean, how soft is that?
No, that's soft, or I guess soft is a little more negative. It's more of a patient approach, and it's one that works, I think. You know, David has now been over here for the entire winter, and he's consistently now getting in the top 30. And I have a feeling that if we did the same with Ian, that he would poke a couple top 30s over the course of the season. But there's also something to be said for having a pretty strict standard. And humans have the ability, or just sort of the tendency, to rise to those standards. And so that's something that we're trying to do with this selection committee. It's something that Norway and Russia were doing just today, filling their final two spots for the ski tour. And so when we talk about, hey, it's nice knowing that where I'm going to be racing, when I'm going to be racing, that's true, but that's not exactly a necessity. We can deal with that. So